Okay, welcome back. Well, listen, what I thought we would do tonight is... that was such a big interview that we did that I thought it'd be a nice idea if we played the interview again, okay? And you and I go through the interview and have a discussion. You know, we could stop the interview at different parts and have a chat about it. People who didn't hear it last night in the 10:15 can join in and listen to it. And... or phone in and ask any questions that they have sounds as well. Great. What do you think? Oh, yeah. Do you think that sounds all right?
Sounds perfect.
Okay, well, why don't we do that? Now, if you just give me a little sec, we'll go right back to the whole beginning of it.
In every age and time, there have been individuals who have dared to take risks. By bringing us information not normally revealed to the general public. These original and daring thinkers feel compelled to bring us controversial ideas and spiritual guidance, while at the same time maintaining an integrity. We can bring you this information free and undiluted.
Okay, well, that was something that I played earlier on. I just thought it would be an absolutely fantastic intro to the man that we've been building up all night, who's joined us live now from Austin, Texas. Alex Jones, good evening or good afternoon to you, and welcome to Talk Radio Europe Spain.
Hey, it's great to be here with the great folks in Spain and Europe.
Thanks for joining us, Alex. Okay, listen, as I've said to you earlier on, not everybody who listens down here will have had access to what you do before or be aware of exactly what it is you do. So for my listeners, would you mind just giving a little bit of background as to where you've come from and how you managed to get involved in doing what you do now?
Sure. I mean, I'm just a fellow who grew up in Texas. And when I was in college, they would teach us that world government was good and that our Second Amendment right to own firearms was bad and that we should give in to the New World Order and a North American Union. And then I would turn on CNN and they would say, crazy people talk about a New World Order and it doesn't exist. And so I thought, well, wait a minute. The university's telling me it's good, but TV says it doesn't exist. This is propaganda. So I began to research, and while I was in college, I started out on local access TV, then I got a local radio show, and then 2 years after that, about 13 years ago, I got a syndicated radio show, and I started making documentary films as well, and we, of course, started the news websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and so here I am today, I guess one of the leading people fighting globalization and the takeover of our society through the false left-right paradigm.
Okay, well, you said that you're one of the leading voices out there right now, putting out the message as to what is, as you say, what's really going on out there and what is really happening now. Wake up. I think that's one of your lines, is it not, Alex?
Well, sure. I mean, that's an ancient line of waking up, coming out of the box, coming out of the cave, seeing the bigger picture.
Okay, so let's go back to what you touched on there, New World Order. Now, the first time I became aware of that was back in 1991, at the time of the first Gulf War, when Bush Sr. made his speech and alluded to a New World Order. You said you heard about it at university.
Yes, and you know, I was a prolific reader, so I'd read about it in some history books. Hitler called for a New World Order. Stalin called for a New World Order. Mao Zedong called for a New World Order. A New World Order... basically, the way the elites define it in their own policy reports is a world government run by an autocratic, authoritarian banking elite where they destroy national sovereignty, create major political unions, European Union, North American Union, Asian Union, and remove the rights and liberties of the people to the hands of an unelected supranational elite. And they want to deindustrialize the planet. They want one-child policies worldwide. They want to bring in a form of slavery or neo-feudalism, serfdom. And the New World Order is a private global corporate takeover. Of the 100 biggest economies in the world, more than 50 are not governments, they are corporations. Walmart and ExxonMobil are bigger than most countries. GDP, gross domestic product. And so these corporations link up with private intelligence agencies, with lobbyists, and they've basically taken over the planet and are bringing in a very, very vicious form of tyranny.
Okay, now you... Right. some pretty powerful stuff there.
It really is, and especially if you haven't heard it before, you haven't had time to see and discover these things, it hits you like a sledgehammer.
I mean, he's naming names like Walmart and Exxon and companies like that.
But only from the size of the...
Okay, but is he not saying that they're all involved in this?
Walmart, I don't know. Exxon is one that turns up again and again.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you quite...
But back, you need to see the ownership, who's behind these companies, not the companies themselves.
No, it's, well, exactly, yeah. Is the ownership of who's behind it. The Walmart one was one that you threw in last night, and it's kind of surprised me at the time. Anything else you want to say now before we go on?
Just that I wish that what he's saying was absolute crap, but once you start looking into it and really look deep into it, the things he's saying is fact-based.
Okay, well, this is the thing that we want to put across tonight, and this is what we, you know, reiterate what he said last night. And that is...
Please do your own research. Do not buy this right off. Just listen, get shocked, or whatever you want to, how you want to interpret it, but do your own research. And it goes for the same, if I say stuff, or don't just take it in. Just listen, do your own research, make up your own mind, and from then on, it's up to you.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go back to... You say it's all about globalisation and getting rid of the unions that exist at the moment. The British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, I have heard him many a time talk about ensuring that Britain takes up its rightful place in the New World Order. So what does he mean by Britain takes its rightful place if it's all about globalisation?
Well, look at how the Irish rejected the treaty to bring them into the European Union, so they just had them vote on it a year later again. Look at how France rejected it. Look how other nations don't want it. Now, the European Union is extremely unpopular, and the polls I've seen, above 80% on average, don't like it. But the elites want the control. They want to destroy the nation state. And so when Gordon Brown says England taking its right place at the New World Order, that means controlling the G20. That means basically presidents and prime ministers are just puppets, and the global corporate elite are able to carry out their plan for a tyrannical world government.
Okay, so does the United Kingdom have quite an important role in the New World Order?
Yeah, I mean, the people of England and Scotland are, you know, great people. But the elite model, the Anglo-American model, the CIA in the mid-1960s and the State Department commissioned a private report from the head of Georgetown University Political Science Department, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's favorite mentor. And Carol Quigley wrote a 900-page book called Tragedy and Hope, and only 1,000 were published. But then it got out to the media, and since then other publishers have republished it. And in the 900-page document, he describes how the Anglo-American elite have sucked off the American people, sucked off the British people, sucked off the European people, and funded their big international banking takeover of third world and developing nations. And then they also moved in the next phase to deindustrialize Europe, England, and the United States to make us dependent on fiat currency issued by the private central banks. The same banks that run Europe, run England, run the United States, run Ireland, run Canada, run Australia. They've also gotten control of China and many other nations, and now they want to bankrupt the sovereign nations to bring them fully under their control. This is economic warfare, and so that's what's happening with the New World Order. And yes, the British, with the great game, the British roughly 100 years ago had a lot of heat on their empire. And so Lord Milner wrote, "We will create rabble-rousers in Germany and in Italy and in Spain and other nations. We will bring their countries under tyranny, And then we will start a war with the tyrants they create." It's now been declassified. London Telegraph today, that Benito Mussolini was MI5, British intelligence agent, the entire time until they broke with him at the start of World War II. It's been declassified that Lord Milner, through Russian German intelligence, funded Adolf Hitler. He was German intelligence funded by the Milner Group out of England. Henry... Edward VIII, the king of England, had to advocate not over being married to the woman from America, but because he was a Nazi and supporting that. So it's all about double crosses, just like the West created, just like the British great game model on record created Saddam, created Osama bin Laden, created Fidel Castro. This is all part of their great game. It's a very sophisticated geopolitical system that they use, and it's just devastating. So the British model, the British hidden imperium, the model the British Empire developed of divide and conquer, or what they call the great game, is being employed right now worldwide. But it's not the British people that are behind it. They are the poor slaves that have been sucked dry for this empire.
Hello, Francis Butler here to remind you to tune in to our Musical Chains, a light classical program where I play a selection of my favorite classical music. And the American soprano Grace Bunbury was singing, and I remember being totally mortified and angered at the way the Italian audience were booing and hissing. Musical Chains at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Sundays, sponsored by the voice of Stephen Lloyd Morgan.
The low-cost call company does exactly what it says on the tin, specialising in low-cost international calls from just 3 cents a minute from landlines and 8 cents from mobiles, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with no hidden charges. The low-cost call company is regulated by the CMT and offers the highest standard of customer care. All our customers get a fully itemised bill every month at no extra charge. Call free 800-088-014. That's 800-088-014. The low-cost call company. Value for money and hassle-free.
Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
On Jilly's World this weekend, we'll be sampling melodies and rhythms from all the major landmasses, like we tend to do most weeks, and enjoying all the differences and the similarities of beating your drums or playing other acoustic and percussion instruments from wherever you come from. Do join me then for the wide variety of music from all over the world this Sunday night as ever at 10, repeated the following Saturday afternoon at 2. This, by the way, Ravi Shankar's daughter, Anushka Shankar. He's the one playing the sitar.
Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
You listen to Steve Gilmore tonight. I'm in the studio joined with Ollie. What we are doing is rerunning, by request, last night's interview with Alex Jones. And you can phone up and place your calls at any point, or even after it's after the interview's concluded. It's 902-444-4461. Right, okay. I saw your stuff on the, on your site today, actually, about Mussolini. I did look that up, so I thought quite apt that you're coming on tonight with that being that kind of breaking news, so to speak. I'm glad you picked up on the Scottish accent as well, saying that Scots were nice people.
Well, no, I mean, it's not about if you're Rwandan or you're Chinese or you're Japanese or you're Filipino or you're Russian or you're Scottish or you're Irish or you're British or you're Welsh, like some of my ancestors are. I've also got, you know, I'm a Heinz 57 from America. I'm Scottish, Irish, Welsh, Native American, the whole nine yards. The point is, they all play us off against each other. And then meanwhile, it's the global elite on top that are pulling all the strings. And so that's what this is really all about. So I'm just making the point that the British imperial model is the global model, but Britain is kind of where the egg hatched out, and this creature, you know, sauntered off into the distance and grew bigger and started feeding on populations.
Okay. Now, Alex, you've been doing this a good dozen years or so at this kind of level. What kind of timescale are we looking at for the New World Order to achieve their ultimate goals?
Well, it's done in phases, and they beta test different systems in the United States and in England and in Europe, the incredible police state Interpol system. They're now announcing a new police force of the world. They're announcing through different international bodies they're going to set global tax rates. Our taxes will be paid directly to a new bank of the world based around the IMF. They will have a new derivatives trading scheme in these exotic financial instruments for carbon credits. and taxes. That's meant to be unequally and unfairly applied against businesses and factories that aren't globalist controlled, so they can shut them down. We will now be openly paying our taxes to the new private bankers, the same bankers that imploded the derivatives market by design last year, are now offering their solution, a total world government. They're going to phase out the dollar. Then they're going to have a currency war between what's left of the dollar and the euro. They're then going to call for a new global currency as a way to end the currency wars that they're planning to bring in and cause a decade of destabilization and global depression. As Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and other private shareholders of the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve registered record profits, the rest of the world economy is imploding.
Yeah, that did make the news and did raise a few eyebrows. And let me go back to what you said about the currency war. Is that not just starting now? If you look at the news, we've had the dollar crashing against the euro, the pound crashing against the euro just in the last few days. And the prediction from the economists is that that's going to continue. I mean, that, here in Spain, we're very, very close to Gibraltar, where we're based, Alex, OK? And in Gibraltar, being part of the UK, is 45 kilometres away, 50 kilometres away. They still use the sterling, the pound. And I was doing a business transaction with someone, it was just yesterday, and it was, this is going to be a long-term transaction. And I said, they're based in Gibraltar, and I said, so do you want your payment in pounds? And they said, quote, not on your life, I'll take it in euros, because in a couple of months' time, it's not going to be worth it.
Well, that's what the big central banks blame the Arabs, and they blame Europe, and they blame China and Russia for the decline of the dollar and British sterling, but the British pound, as you know, is tied to the dollar.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, the private shareholders of the private central banks that issue the currency and liquidity and credit, they are openly the ones that are issuing the tens of trillions of fiat currency to the world and to themselves mainly, that taxpayers have to pay for with interest. We're debt slaves. It's the biggest swindle in history by an order of magnitude. And I've interviewed top economists that are, you know, clearly laying that out. And so it is the central banks themselves killing the dollar. They always create the crisis and then blame it on someone else. But in their own documents that are public but aren't widely distributed, they brag. I mean, I read documents they wrote 25 years ago where they were planning all of this. That's how I could make films 12 years ago, laying everything out that was going to happen, and now it's happening exactly as I said. It's not because I'm a genius or I'm psychic. I learned to read UN documents. I learned to read Council on Foreign Relations documents. I learned to read Royal Institute of International Affairs documents.
So Alex, where are you getting these documents from?
They publish them.
All right, so they're there. You can look them up. Anybody can look them up?
Yes, here's an example. I am holding in my hand an 1,100, well, let's be technical, it's 1,054 pages long book titled Ecoscience, Population, Resources, and Environment by John P. Holdren. And you just Google the name John P. Holdren, and anything I say you can look up. Ecoscience, we've scanned the book, it's free online, but I own the actual government policy report, and this has been adopted. They describe how they have to deindustrialize the nation states through globalization, make all the nation states dependent on the private financiers who are waging war against the real economy with their fiat currency economy. He says in here, just as the former director general of the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty, Maurice Strong, at the 1992 Rio de Janeiro summit, he said, and it's a quote, you can pull it up, and I have the video of it. Maurice Strong said, we want to globalize the nation states to then deindustrialize them so that we can destroy the industrial society and bring in eugenics. And in this book, Ecoscience, and I have literally more than 50 textbooks, government policy for policymakers, State Department Memorandum 200, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996. I mean, go pull these up. They just don't go on the news. But they're available. And And they say, we are going to have one-child policies worldwide. We are going to sterilize people. We are going to put chemicals in the water to sterilize people. We're going to put fluoride in the water to dumb people down. We're going to use pathogens added to vaccines to sterilize people. This is not my opinion, but it is so monstrous that the average person has trouble. That's why when Hitler was in power, people had trouble even in the 40s, 41, 42, 43, believing the stories of the death camps and everything he was doing. But Hitler in Mein Kampf quoted American and British eugenicists and said he was only carrying out their plan. They are now in control under left cover and right cover, controlling both major parties or all three parties of it. You're talking about England. They are a eugenics death cult carrying out a plan. This book says, written, this is the White House science czar, said we are going to set up a planetary regime, a planetary police state, that's a quote, to forcibly carry out the extermination of the majority of the human population through soft kill, degenerative diseases. And we see these being used, like HIV and others. We see the flu vaccine trials killing people all over Europe. A London Telegraph headline, flu, bird flu trial kills homeless. We see Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly shipping out the Factor VIII vaccine for hemophiliacs, knowing they lost in court in France, knowing every shot was full of HIV and hepatitis. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a program of evil so monstrous. And they write textbooks for the State Department so that State Department officials would actually know the real history, how it's all British run. This was published by the CIA. Tragedy and Hope, Carol Quigley, 1969. Eco-Science, John P. Holdren, White House Science Czar. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is so incredibly evil. And in our face, world government and bankrupting us and making us dependent on government is only the beginning. Once they have control, we will be far worse than communist China.
Okay, well, let me, for the listeners, you're listening to Alex Jones and Talk Radio Europe. Alex, a question. Through tonight's chat, I'd like to throw in some of my listener questions as well, okay? And I think this is an appropriate time to put that in. One of the questions that we have is for the normal housewife or a guy out there just doing his normal, you know, the day-to-day job, and they're tied up with the family and they're tied up with the kids, and, you know, what can they do? They don't have the same media outlet that you do or perhaps I do to a lesser degree. You know, what can they do in their normal lives to change anything here?
Well, all politics is local. They reach out to their local city or county or parish areas. They run for office. They call into talk radio. They start websites. They go to government think tank events that they can get into. They speak out. If we educate people person by person down the line, individual by individual, if we go out and reach out to people with this information and educate them, there's no way this conspiracy, this eugenics extermination conspiracy, can be carried out. And we have to stop watching as many sports. We have to stop spending our time just on idle leisure and holiday and all this other stuff. People have to make a real commitment to first get truly informed. You begin to fight this by not believing Alex Jones. Do not believe me. Go find out that the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 calls for reducing the world's population by 80% forcibly. Find out that eco-science calls for putting sterilants in the water to sterilize you and your family. Go online and read the H1N1 and regular seasonal flu shot insert. It says it can give you Guillain-Barré's disease. It says it can sterilize you. It says it can give you cancer. Learn. Know as much about the flu vaccine. And, I mean, here, Associated Press, AFP, all these big news wires admit, but it's never on the big nightly news, that all over the world they have a UN program giving third world populations in Central Asia, Middle East, Africa, Latin America, and Asia a new polio shot that is giving people deadly weaponized polio and killing and maiming them. And the government just calmly announces, oopsie, we gave tens of thousands of people weaponized polio. Oopsie, this is not a mistake. Okay, this is, we know what the UN was caught in the mid-90s in Africa and in India. Major medical firms tested it from different tetanus shot manufacturers, adding a female hormone to it that sterilized women, because the body then had an autoimmune response to the natural hormone tied to the tetanus pathogen.
Well, Alex, we actually had, way back last month, the Director of Communications for Europe, Asia and Africa of Baxter Pharmaceuticals on the show. And eventually they came on because I'd wanted a list of questions I was going to ask them, which I said, well, I don't work that way. That's not the way it goes. And then just before we went on air, they hit me with certain subjects I would not be allowed to discuss on air, or their words, the conversation would be terminated. Okay, but when they were on, I asked them specifically about the case, and I'm sure you're aware of, where they sent out a swine flu vaccination vial with bird flu and common flu mixed inside it, and I asked them specifically about that, and the answer was, you know, this is a genuine mistake, and there's more chance of that ever happening again than being struck by lightning. I've since spoken to other experts. Jerry Callahan, Professor Jerry Callahan of Colorado University being one, who plays quite a neutral part in these things. And he said, yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, there is quite a high chance of us being struck by lightning twice then. That was his reply to that.
Well, I mean, let's expand on that. The London Telegraph will not say, and neither will the European papers I've been able to read that are in English. Maybe somebody can clue me in here, but I also had some Czech Republic articles translated that had more on it.
Yeah.
Remember last year, of 100 homeless people in Poland, given the experimental bird flu shot, they were told it was a regular flu shot. It killed 21 of them. And the country arrested the city officials that were given money from a pharmaceutical company to lie and to tell them that they would pay the homeless to take the flu shot. Now, that was some type of live bird flu shot. Now, the media will not say what company it was that paid the city to do the test. So, this is only the tip of the iceberg. Listen, I've got, of all places, Fox News today. Woman disabled by flu shot reaction, a Washington Redskins cheerleader. She can't even talk. She's having convulsions every few minutes. They try to interview her for the news, she had a convulsion, and the Food and Drug Administration admits, oh yes, that's one of the side effects, is for you to have neurological disorders where it attacks the brainstem. I mean, people are dying, people are dropping dead, people are having convulsions. When you take your toddler in and they give them the shot, many people go home, this is on the news,
yeah.
And the baby has a convulsion, and then the CPS comes, Child Protective Services, and seizes your child, saying they're having a convulsion because you bash their head in. See, I mean, the government is so evil in our country that they don't just push a shot on your kid that brain damages them. They're not going to admit they did that. They're going to then take your child when they hurt them.
Well, okay, well, swine flu vaccination, I'm going to set aside, because I've had Dr. Leonard, one of your friends, Dr. Leonard Horovitz, on three times now talking about that, and I've had other experts on, so I'd rather use this time to,
sure,
to talk about some other things. By the way, can I just say, Alex, if at all we lose the line, which has happened on any occasion I've had some of you other guests on, like Daniel Sanjati, Rob Bowden, Len Horovitz, all these guys, at some point the line gets cut. Let me call you back, okay? So you're listening to Alex Jones on Steve Gilmore tonight on Talk Radio Europe. Alex, let's move on from New World Order. Let's talk about your last video and your up-and-coming video, the Obama deception, firstly. For the listener,
sure,
a bit of background about it, because a lot of people listening tonight will not know anything about that video.
Well, I'm a documentary filmmaker, and my films are all free, and the latest one cost $200,000 to make.
So where do you get your funding? Do you get funded privately for that? Because that's going to be a question.
No, I fund myself 100% with advertising revenue. And also we have supporters that buy the DVDs. And by the way, they play all over the world. They have the zero country code. So people can order the DVDs. We ship anywhere in the world. They can order them at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. But I don't even usually even plug that because we sell enough with the advertising to generally put them out. But I just want your listeners to know, they can search engine, and in most of my films are translated into Spanish, German, Chinese, Portuguese, Japanese, Russian, or they're at least subtitled, but some have voiceovers. My films, some of the best films to see are Terror Storm, End Game, if you really want to understand the eugenics angle, End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The Obama Deception. The Obama Deception has been seen more than 20 million times online that we know of on YouTube and Google and other channels. It exposes how Obama is just a corporate pitch man, a Harvard lawyer, expanding the wars, expanding torture, expanding secret arrest, but putting out different rhetoric. I, of course, was staunchly against Bush, but again, he's just a puppet. But Obama gives fake left cover to all of this, and then they give him the Peace Prize, which is a sick joke, a very, very sick joke.
Yeah, now, what was that all about? How on earth did he get the Nobel Prize? What has he done to get that?
Well, I mean, it's all part of the sick joke. He continued warrantless wiretapping and spying on the American people. He continued secret arrest and torture and rendition. He's expanded the wars. He is a complete liar. But the issue is, it shows who the banking elite are. It shows how they're operating. It shows how, not just in the U.S., but in other nations, all the major parties are bought and paid for. They put on these fake fights. They do fight with each other over the levers of power, but they're paid for by the same special interest, and it exposes the world government. The Obama Deception is a very powerful film, and I would just challenge all your listeners to Google the term, The Obama Deception. People can also, coming out next week, it'll be all over the web, October 21st, just look for it, Fall of the Republic. The presidency of Barack H. Obama goes even further into the television, into the mind control, into how they put the public into a trance, and what their master plan is, what the police state plan is. This is the most powerful film I've ever produced. It is Fall of the Republic.
Okay, yeah, I watched the trailer for it just a couple of days ago, and again, you're going about Obama. Is this part of a series, Fall of the Republic? Did I pick that up? Did I read that correctly? Is this part one?
Yes, I'm going to at least make two parts. This is a 2-hour, 24-minute film, and then I'm making another that's coming out in April or May of next year, and then I'm making a film just about what the world will look like if the New World Order has its way, what the eugenics master plan is. I mean, because that's a recurring theme. There's so many developments in this. We've had to serialize the material because it just continues to come out. It's just mind-blowing.
Okay, so let's go back to the Obama Deception in particular. Tell us about what kind of things you're highlighting there he's done and he's changed or backtracked on his original pledges.
Well, I mean, he said he wouldn't hire any lobbyist. He's hired more lobbyists than any other president. He said that he would not spy on the American people without warrants, and that he would not reauthorize the Patriot Act. He's expanded that. He said that he would pull all the troops out of Iraq immediately. Then he said 16 months. Then he said 21 months.
Yeah, sorry about the beeping. Just carry on. Just carry on. It's a problem we're having here, Alex.
And he went on to say that just basically expand everything that he's doing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the lies are so legion. He said he would make the White House the most transparent, most public. He has made government even more secretive. I mean, the list just goes on and on. All the lies of Barack Obama. He also said he was going to bring in all of this reconciliation, racial peace, racial unity. But if you criticize any of his government policies, he calls you a racist. He has his surrogates call you a racist. So he's creating racial strife, racial division.
Alex, I'm very sorry about that bleeping. Just bear with us. It's a technical fault we've got on our system, which has been playing up and down all night. So please don't let that put you off, okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Right, okay, so the problem with that. And then in the second one, you go on further to say how, look, movies, for example. Do you want to talk to us about, to give us a little bit about what you're saying in your documents about what goes on with the movies?
Well, so much of Hollywood is government financed, tens of billions a year in fake news, fake newscast, paying reporters to lie. That's all been declassified in the last 6-7 years. And now they have not what I call product placement, where you see a Doritos commercial or a Budweiser commercial that's paid for, where the actor's drinking it or the actor's driving a Mercedes, because Mercedes is paid for it. But where the government pays to have messages, I call it propaganda placement, in the television programs, that's there. There's all of these anti-family messages. The globalists want to destroy any form of independence, any form of unity, any form of allegiance that isn't to the state. This is a managed economy, a scientific dictatorship run by a bunch of control freaks.
Right. Okay. Now, a question then, another question from one of our listeners is, how do you get treated by the authorities? That's a good one.
That's an important... A lot of people ask, how can I still be alive if this information is true?
Yeah.
Well, number one, it isn't about Alex Jones. Go look at the documents I'm mentioning. Go look at the reports I'm putting out. Look at the claims I make. Every one of them is spot on and admitted. But that aside, if they kill me, it highlights, it underlines, it emblazons, it emboldens in bold letters every word I've uttered, everything I've written, every film I've made. They don't want to make a martyr out of me. They've learned that. They instead want to destroy my credibility, lie about me, build straw men, make up things I've never said. The media always, you know, says I've said things I haven't said or takes them out of context. But, I mean, years ago, they did death threaten me a lot. I was physically attacked once by 4 guys in a parking lot and told to shut up, but I only increased what I was doing.
Now, Alex, I've heard you talk about that before on a British documentary a few years back, which is when I first became aware of you. How long ago did that happen to you?
Oh, I guess that was about 10 years ago.
Yeah, okay. And then ever since then, no other real problems.
There's been all kinds of stuff. I mean, I've had federal agents and others, every event I go to with my employees, come up and, you know, my producers will go to a bar in another town, and a guy will walk up and sit down and say, I like Alex Jones. We ought to go kill police. We ought to go blow something up. And then it turns out they're police. And, you know, we've had them try to set us up and do a bunch of other stuff. But, I mean, it's not like they don't try, but, by the grace of God, we're still here. You know, at this point, I'm not worried about myself. I know they're killing men, women, and children with the vaccines. I know they're poisoning our water, not just with fluoride. When you hear fluoride, that means over 300 chemicals they put in the water. That term fluoride is a catch-all term. Even the top EPA scientist, Environmental Protection Agency, I've had the head of their union, a top toxicologist on. They had the majority of the EPA scientists sign letters and say, stop fluoridating our water. It's hundreds of chemicals, and they don't stop. Increases bone cancer, brain damages the youth. I mean, this is so diabolical. Even a lot of people in government don't like what's happening, but they're compartmentalized.
Okay, now, on the stuff like the fluoride and that, I mean, I think that's quite starting to become really common knowledge now, what's going on there. What do you say to the people who, with regards to the other things that you bring up, for example, the New World Order, when you talk about police state and some of the things that you've talked about in your programs over, particularly over the last few months about, you know, with the vaccination, the preparing for a police state and mandatory vaccinations and exclusion camps and all of this type of thing. What do you say to people who are saying that you're, Alex, actually being quite irresponsible and inciting almost, you know, you could be inciting a riot, particularly with so many guns in the States?
Well, and there's been some famous cases of riots around the world with similar circumstances, if a man kidnaps a 5-year-old girl, rapes her, tortures her, and cuts her head off, and then the judge and jury releases them from jail for without charges, you're going to have a riot. It is not the talk show host that says, how dare they release this child killer without putting him in prison? It's not the talk show host's fault that people riot. It is the fault of the corrupt government protecting child molesting murderers, because the government are the ones who are enjoying these kidnapped children, as we've seen all over Europe, as we've seen the head of media in the cabinet of Nicolas Sarkozy writing books himself about how he loves the slave trade and loves raping little boys. If the French riot over that, they're rioting in response, which they haven't done, of course, because they've submitted to it. That's why these guys come out in the open now and say, yeah, I rape children. I'm going to run the government. What are you going to do about it? I mean, that's mainstream news that he said that and that that's going on. And so what's the next stage? I guess they'll go even further. So no, if people riot, it's like people rioting against Hitler. I mean, I guess they're bad. But rioting isn't the answer, because the establishment wants to get violent with the people. But no, if people riot, it's because the government is evil and corrupt and bankrupt. It's because the government has done something wrong. My responsibility, as George Washington said, is to tell the truth. May justice be done, may the heavens fall. And I forget who said that, but justice be done, may the heavens fall. George Washington said, duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to put out the reality if it means somebody puts a bullet in my head. Whatever happens, okay, I put the truth out, and then it's up to people individually to decide what they're going to do or what they're going to say.
Making no mind up. Okay, I've got Ollie, my colleague here, who just wants to ask you, we're running a couple of minutes now, just spent short of time. Well, Ollie.
I just wanted to say that quote was from Jim Garrison from the Kennedy case. Anyway, Alex, I spent some 15, 20 years of my life really digging into this, and I just want to say on behalf of thousands and thousands of people, thank you from the deepest of our heart for your bravery and your consistency and standing up. I'm speechless. It's really, what you've done is amazing.
Yeah, Alex, I'd also just like to underline that by saying thanks for joining us tonight. You have actually... Ollie and his friends have done a very, very good job of publicising you coming on here tonight, and we've got listeners worldwide. That we were looking on the... We were being picked up on the internet tonight, and it really has been all over Scandinavia, all over mainland Europe, and back over in South America as well, as far as Brazil. And
I hope I did a good job for you. I was in Los Angeles, and my flight was delayed 4 hours, so I went to bed at about 4 a.m. today.
Thank you.
Completely exhausted. Well, no, it's just that I'm not... I'd love to come back on your show sometime when I'm not exhausted.
Well, I'd love to have you back on, because I want to leave you with this bit of information. You have crashed a website tonight with people tuning in from online. Our website has gone down through to the demand to listen to you tonight. So thank you very much for joining us. It's been a real joy to have you on. Just speak to Rob again and about getting you back on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And people can find out more at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And thanks to your guests there in studio for getting the word about me coming on the show. God bless.
And you have a good day. I know you've got an interview lined up after this. And good day to you, Alex. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, bye.
Cheers, bye-bye.
The Travel Show on Talk Radio Europe.
But it's still supposed to be raining the next couple of days, so there we are, and it's July.
The kind of a vacation that the ladies want to take their pearls and their mascara, they can leave that at home.
We hear more people are killed by bees than they are in air travel, okay?
I'm sure it is true.
The neighbouring island called Cuisine, and they were breeding up the magpie robin, and they indicated that they'd run out of habitat.
It was a perfect storm of things happening in our lives where work was getting particularly stressful. I was just a few months off my 40th birthday. You know what men are like with their crises.
Bring us and being on the radio, we appreciate it.
The Travel Show on Talk Radio Europe.
Every Friday at midday.
Brought to you by Del Sol Packaged, the company 100% dedicated to making relocation to your new environment smooth and stress-free.
Psst.
Hello again, it's Helly Hollis here, the car rental specialist. Do you know that by joining the Helly Hollis Homeowners Club free of charge, the discounts really mount up?
Mm.
Once you're a member, you'll get 15% off every time you rent a car.
You're kidding.
Plus, your guests get 15% off too if they use your club number.
Really?
What's more, you'll get another 10% off for every guest you recommend. So if enough guests use your club number, you could get a free car rental.
Fantastic.
And don't forget our fast track service, which means there's no waiting to collect your car.
Great.
Join now. Call Helly Hollis on 952-245544. Or go to allthews.hellyhollis.com. Helly Hollis Homeowners Club. It pays to belong.
Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. Okay, well, that was an interview recorded last night live. We put it out live last night at 10:15. And due to the response we had, I thought it would be an idea to put it back on again tonight to let you have another listen or listen for the first time. We did have people listening all over on the internet last night, and it did crash the internet. So that was another reason why we decided to put it back out, because a lot of people were disappointed that they couldn't hear it last night through the internet. 902-44-4461, if you have any comments you'd like to make on that. Ole is here with me. Ole, you've got a little bit... Listen to my voice. You've got a little bit of news about... what happened to some people who were listening to it on the internet last night, haven't you?
No, it's just that more than one of the guests, me including my brother, I know your mobile phone, everything, there's these technical things that keep happening, like suddenly the website shuts down, the phone system shuts down, the mobile SIM cards get erased, the computer says bye-bye, and...
Yeah, well,
coincidences.
There's a lot of electronic issues that we are having as individuals, okay? And people keep saying to me on an ongoing basis, and I take it quite lightly as to, you're being so brave doing this, this is great doing this, and be careful doing this, and I kind of take all that with a bit of a pinch of salt. But some strange things have been happening to technologically wise. And we just thought we'd just put out, there's nothing wrong with our cars at the moment. Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong with us. There were no plans to commit suicide.
Not feeling suicidal. Check the car. It's fine.
Okay, caller, you're live.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa. We need to turn the radio down.
It's all right now?
That's better, yes.
Who's calling? Thank you so much to put this thing again tonight, because last night I didn't listen to you.
Is this Naomi?
Yes.
Hi, Naomi.
Hello. Good evening to both of you. Are you two there, or are you...
Yeah, no, there's two of us here. Ollie's
here as well.
Yeah. What? I've heard quite a few times references that this is happening, and I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. But now I'm putting two and two together. My God. You know, when Notario said to me, look, you, he said in Spanish, te ha tocado la mano negra.